For someone like me, I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty in the mortgage fraud case the Trump administration has brought against her. Speaking at the courthouse, James accused the president of weaponizing the justice system, but says her defense will prevail.
I have this belief in the justice system, in the rule of law, and I have a belief in America and all of its individuals who have stood with me, not only in New York, but all across this nation.
The jury trial gets underway in January. After the Canadian province of Ontario aired an ad featuring Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs as a long-term economic strategy, President Trump now says he's calling off trade talks with Canada. Tonight, the president heads off on a week-long trip to Asia, where he'll meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. And both the Miami Heat and the Portland Trail Blazers hit the courts tonight, days after several members of those teams were indicted in a criminal sports betting scheme. This is ABC News. An IT outage grounded Alaska Airlines for about 3 hours last night. It was blamed on a failure at a data center, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
It's the second IT outage impacting Alaska Airlines just this year. They battled a similar issue back in July. And this all played out as we see occasional air travel issues because of the government shutdown. Overnight air traffic controller staffing shortages led to ground stops at New York City's LaGuardia Airport, as well as Newark and Reagan Airport. In D.C. had ground delays for the same reason.
The outage forced Alaska Air to cancel well over 200 flights, but the airline says flight safety was never compromised. An Alabama murder convict has become the latest to die by a controversial new method of execution. Despite many appeals, including to the governor, the 54-year-old Anthony Boyd was put to death last night by nitrogen gas. Louisiana, the only other state to use that method. I'm Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. During this Teen Driver Safety Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing resources for teens, parents, and caregivers to get teens ready for the road. This includes the 5 steps to get a Wisconsin driver's license. 1 is enroll in driver education. 2 is pass knowledge and science tests. 3 is apply for an instruction permit, also known as your TEMPS. 4 is schedule and take the road test. And 5 is exchange to a probationary driver license and GDL restrictions. You can learn more at wisconsindmv.gov/teendriver. And as someone that failed that driving test 3 times, I would like to remind you all that studying is incredibly important. Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club, Team Seal Shooting Team is hosting an introduction to trap shooting. Never tried trap before but want to see what it's all about? Well, they've got coaches that will guide you through every step of the game, from safety to your very first shot. All equipment is provided, including shotgun, ammunition, eye, and ear protection. However, you are welcome to bring your own gear if you would prefer. This is open to all area youth in grades 5 to 12, with no experience needed. Come learn, have fun, and see why trap shooting might be your new favorite sport. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tomiolson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature to hang on a second.
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underly wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underly. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brumé, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Napa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Napa Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her 8 children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by 9 siblings. Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi passed away on Saturday, October 18th, at her home, surrounded by her loved ones at the age of 90. Dolores was born in Park Falls. She is survived by her loving husband, Eugene Bergmark, by her daughters, Janet Manson and Joanne Lampkin. Further survived by her son, David Bergmark, along with her granddaughters and sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews. Graveside service for Delora will be held October 30th in Louisiana. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cooler temps are upon us, but for the propane industry, their work starts well before the temperatures drop. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and during the fall, propane is used a lot to dry grain. Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association, is here to share what that demand has looked like in the ag industry. We'll take a look at that story right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Now here's Cheryl Lytle with the grain drying demand.
It's harvest season, and crop dryer demands for Wisconsin is typically seen in the back half of October through about mid-November. Overall, the demand for Wisconsin looks about the same as last year, and there are some pockets in some regions that are seeing a little bit lighter needs. Demand for dryer gallons overall has been lighter in Illinois and Iowa and southern part of Wisconsin, but we're seeing higher demands in North and South Dakota and northern and western Minnesota.
Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. We'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those midday markets. It's a mix with cash new crop corn down 3.5 at 424.5 and cash new crop soybeans down 2 cents at 10.42¾. December wheat is up 1¼ at 514¼, with July new crop 2026 wheat up 1¼ as well at 550¾. Class 3 milk is seeing gains with November contracts up 26 cents at 1769 hundredweight and December contracts up 21 cents at 1706 hundredweight. Make sure to stay up to date on all Wisconsin agriculture news by downloading our new app, Midwest Farm Report. You can download it on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky. Highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky. South winds with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s. Right now it's 40. 98 Q Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living now. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Most of us have one or two of those friends, don't we? 98Q Country. It's Mike McKay along with you rolling through the noon hour. What a big day our annual big day of giving was yesterday. Thanks to your generosity, over $38,000 raised for his House of Hope. Unbelievable.
You slip your finger through the tear in my t-shirt. You're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting. Head girl, riding the lines. Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Saying an angel. We about to get a little tangled up right about now. So girl, let's keep burning it beach and let our shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance.
It's Friday.
It's the weekend.
98 Q Country.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me, on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster, took a dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me, I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Dirk Bentley.
What was that thing?
98Q Country. Spike, along with you, are those kids going to want to try out those Halloween costumes? Fright Fest tomorrow in Park Falls. All the info, everything you need to know. What a fun time it's going to be for the whole fam. Head to our website, 98QCountry.com. Click on the community calendar, and all the info is waiting for you.
Been gone for a little too long. I've been waiting on a drummer to kick off a comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire building up a little while, and when check the wire, sure enough it's live. Stop it, but I can't. It's calling my name. Cause I'm back in the saddle like some old cowboy who dug his way out of his grave. Pulled up his boots, put his pistol on his hip, climbed up and took hold of the reins.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen. With the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer gang, a black heart and a pretty red neck. Well, a few nights later with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the
Kershaw, 98 Q Country. It's Mike along with you. Say, if you get divorced in America, odds are you'll tie the knot again. Pew Research has found that 2/3 of divorced folks remarry. But they also went on to say that, just remember, second marriages have a high divorce rate as well. So something to keep in mind and maybe keep the receipts for those rings. I don't know.
98 Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. Call us today.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Q Country.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky. Highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky. South winds with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s. Right now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it's still wasted time. Oh, that wasted time. Out of nowhere, it slipped away. And the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame, and the days got sold to the grit in the game. But I just can't let it.
some rockin'.
Friday.
Get down.
98Q Country.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. And you'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah. You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time. When you leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth. And I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear. To love. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the
is your father. Yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Four Bay Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated, but I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now, I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter.
Sam Hunt's 23 on 98 Q Country, where we always play all kinds of country for you, except Saturday mornings from 8 to 9. We pump the brakes on the country music for one big hour of polka music for you. So check it out tomorrow morning, 8 to 9, every Saturday morning. From hearing a lot from you all that you're enjoying the polka music on Saturday mornings. Brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar. So check it out tomorrow morning here on 98 Q.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station. Man just started to laugh. She said, I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said, good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Like she said, it took her leaving just
I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plays, candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plays, candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, now how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. Drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plays, candy apple red rodeo.
24 hours a day.
New Country Now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
Oh my God, am I okay?
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back. Or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, no. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see.
There's Blake Shelton, 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson keeps you company weekday afternoons, of course. And not only that, in the 4 o'clock hour every weekday afternoon, he does a Packer update for you, let you know what's going on with the green and gold. I'm sure he'll have some more insights as the Packers get ready to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers this Sunday night in Pittsburgh. And, of course, we'll have all the action for that game as well. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Right here on 98Q.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got two feet to get me high up here, above the noise in city streets. My worries disappear. Well, I miss a baby sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string, when people pass by and call them by the first name. Watching the clouds roll by.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. At a courthouse in Norfolk, Virginia today, New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a case brought against her by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors allege James engaged in mortgage fraud, but she says the president is attempting to weaponize the justice system. A jury trial is set for this January. Trade talks with Canada are now off the table, according to President Trump. It comes after the province of Ontario aired an ad featuring a critique of tariff policy that President Reagan made in a 1987 radio address.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney are expected to meet in the coming days during a trip to Asia. Consumer prices rose 3% in September compared to a year ago, according to government data released today. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky, south winds, with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.